This is the Sakar Merli of the 7th of November 2024. Essence. Sweet children, Shiv Baba has come to fill all your treasure stores completely. It is said, when your treasure stores are full, all your sorrow is removed. Question. What one faith is very firm in the intellects of the knowledgeable children? Answer. They have the firm faith that their parts will never be erased or wiped out. I, a soul, have an imperishable part of 84 births fixed in me. If you have this knowledge in your intellects, you are knowledgeable. Otherwise, all the knowledge disappears from your intellects. Om Shanti. What does the Father come and say to you, spiritual children? What service does he do? At this time, the Father does the service of teaching you this spiritual study. You know this. He plays the part of the father, the part of the teacher, and also the part of the guru. He plays all three parts very well. You know that he is the father and also the guru who grants salvation to everyone. He is for everyone, for the young, the mature, the old and the adolescents, there is just the one. He is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Teacher. He gives unlimited teachings. You can explain at conferences that you know the biography of everyone. You also know the biography of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Shiv Baba. Your intellects remember all of this number-wise. The whole unlimited variety form image must surely be in your intellects. You have now become Brahmins, and you will become deities, warriors, merchants, and then Shudras. You children remember this, do you not? No one apart from you children would remember these things. Let the whole significance of the rise and fall remain in your intellects. We were in the stage of rising, and we then went into the falling stage, and we are now in the middle. We are no longer Shudras, but have not yet become complete Brahmins either. If we were firm Brahmins, we wouldn't perform any Shudra acts. Even Brahmins have some Shudra traces. You know when you began committing sin, from the time you climbed onto the pyre of lust. You have the whole cycle in your intellects. Up above is the Father, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. And then there are you souls. You children should definitely keep these things in your intellects. We are now Brahmins and are becoming deities, and we will then go into the merchant dynasty and the Shudra dynasty. The Father comes and changes us from Shudras to Brahmins, and we then change from Brahmins to deities. We Brahmins attain our Karmateet stage and then return home. You know the Father. You also know the somersault and the cycle of 84 births. Baba explains to you very easily using the examples of the somersault. He makes you very light, so that you can consider yourselves to be points, and quickly run home. When students are sitting in a class, they just have their studies in their intellects. You too should remember this study. We are now sitting at the confluence age. We will then go around in this way. This cycle should constantly rotate in your intellects. Only you Brahmins have the knowledge of this cycle, etc. Shudras do not have it. Even deities do not have this knowledge. You understand that all the pictures that have been made on the path of devotion are defective. You have accurate pictures because you are becoming accurate. You have now received this knowledge, and this is why you understand what is referred to as devotion and what is referred to as knowledge. You have now found the Father, the ocean of knowledge, who gives you this knowledge. When studying at school, you are aware of your aim and objective. On the path of devotion, there is no aim or objective. You didn't know that you were elevated deities and that you then fell down. It is now you have become Brahmins that you know this. You definitely became Brahma Kumars and Kumaris previously too. The name of Prajapita Brahma is glorified. Prajapita is a human being. He has so many children, so they must surely be adopted. So many are adopted. As souls, all are brothers. Your intellects now go so far. You know that just as there are stars up above, and they appear to be so small from a distance, so you too are very tiny souls. A soul never becomes larger or smaller. Yes, your status is very high. They call them the Sun Dynasty and the Moon Dynasty. The Sun is said to be the Father, and the Moon is said to be the Mother. And all the other souls are stars of the sky. So all souls are tiny and the same. Souls come here and become actors. Only you become deities. We are becoming very powerful. By remembering the Father, we will become Satipatthan deities. There is a little difference number-wise. Some souls become pure and become Satipatthan deities, whereas other souls don't become completely pure. They don't have any of this knowledge at all. The Father has explained, everyone definitely has to receive the Father's introduction. At the end they will know the Father. At the time of destruction, everyone will realize that the Father has come. Even now, some people say God has definitely come somewhere, but they can't tell where. They think that he could come in any form. There are many human dictates. Yours are only one, God's directions. What are you becoming by following God's directions? One are human dictates, and the next are God's directions, and third are the directions from the deities. Who gave directions to the deities? The Father. It is the Father's Srimat that makes you elevated. Only the Father and not human beings is called Sri Sri. Sri Sri comes and makes you Sri, that is elevated. It is only the Father who makes elevated deities. He is called Sri Sri The Father says, I make you so worthy. Those people have then given themselves the title Sri Sri. You can explain at conferences. Only you have become the instruments to explain to them. Only the one Shiv Baba is Sri Sri, who is making us into Sri deities. Those people study the scriptures or other studies and receive a title. The Father, who is Sri Sri, is himself making you Sri, which means elevated. It is a Tamopritan corrupt world. People take birth through corruption. There is such a great difference between the Father's title and that title which those impure human beings give themselves. Truly elevated and great souls are the deities. In the Satipritan world, there cannot be any Tamopritan human beings. In the Rajo stage, there would only be human beings with the Rajo stage, not Tamoguni human beings. The clans are also remembered. You now understand this, but previously you didn't understand anything. The Father is now making you very sensible. You are becoming very wealthy. Shiv Baba's treasure store is completely full. What is Shiv Baba's treasure store? That of the imperishable jewels of knowledge. Shiv Baba's treasure store is completely full and all sorrow is removed. The Father is giving you children the jewels of knowledge. He himself is the ocean. He is the ocean of the jewels of knowledge. The intellects of you children should go into the unlimited. All of those billions of souls are seated on the thrones of their bodies. This is an unlimited play. Souls are seated on those thrones. No two thrones are the same. Each one's features are different. This is called the wonder of nature. Each one has an imperishable part. Such tiny souls have the parts of 84 births recorded in them. They are extremely subtle. There cannot be any wonder more subtle than this. Such tiny souls are filled with whole parts, and those parts are played here. No part is played in the subtle region. The Father explains to you so well. You have come to know everything from the Father. This is knowledge. It isn't that he is the one who knows what is inside each one. He knows this knowledge, and this knowledge is now emerging in you too. And it is through this knowledge that you claim such a high status. You have this understanding, do you not? The Father is the seed. He has this knowledge of the beginning, middle, and end of the tree. Human beings have given it a duration of hundreds of thousands of years, and so they cannot have any of this knowledge. You are now receiving all of this knowledge, now at the confluence age. You have now come to know the whole cycle from the Father. Before this, you didn't know anything. You are now at the confluence age, and this is your final birth. By making effort, you will eventually become complete Brahmins. You are not that now. Now, from Brahmins, even very good children become Shudras once again. This is called being defeated by Maya. You become defeated in Baba's lap and go into Ravan's lap. There is such a difference between the father's lap, in which you become elevated, and the other lap, in which you become corrupt. You receive liberation in life in a second, and you reach a stage of complete degradation in a second. You Brahmin children know very well how there is degradation. Today you belong to the Father, and tomorrow you are caught in the claws of Maya and belong to Ravan. Then when you try to save them, some of them are saved. When you see that someone is drowning, you continue to try and save him. There is so much conflict. The Father sits here and explains to you children. You are studying here in school. You know how you go around the cycle. You children receive Srimat. Do this and this. There are definitely the versions of God. These are his elevated directions. I have now come to make you children into deities from Shudras. Now in the Iron Age there is the Shudra community. You know that the Iron Age is coming to an end and that you are sitting at the Confluence Age. You receive this knowledge from the Father. All of the scriptures that have been created have human dictates in them. God does not write any scriptures. They have given so many titles to just the one Gita, the Gandhi Gita, the Tagore Gita. There are so many titles. Why do people study the Gita so much? They don't understand anything at all. They just take up a few chapters and extract their own meaning from them. All of that is created by human beings. You can tell them, by your studying the Gita written by human beings, this has become the condition of today. The Gita is the number one scripture. It is the scripture of the deity religion. This is your Brahmin clan. There are so many religions. Whoever creates a religion, his name continues. The Jains speak of Mahavira. All of you children are Mahaviras. Your memorial is in the temple. There is Raj Yoga. Down below you are sitting in Tapasya or Yoga, and up on the ceiling there are the pictures of the kingdom. That is an accurate temple of Raj Yoga. Then some gave it one name and others gave it another name. The memorial is absolutely accurate. They have used their intellects and made it very well. Then, whatever name someone gave, they keep that name. That is a model that they have created. Heaven and Raj Yoga are created at the Confluence Age. You know the beginning, middle and end. You have also seen the beginning. You can call either the Confluence Age or the Golden Age the beginning. The scene of the Confluence Age is shown down below and the kingdom is shown up above. So the Golden Age is the beginning and the Copper Age is the middle period. You are now seeing the end. All of this is to end. An accurate memorial has been created. The deities themselves go onto the path of sin. The path of sin begins with the Copper Age. The memorial is very accurate. They have created many temples as memorial. all the signs are here. Temples are created here too. The deities, the residents of Bharat, ruled and then departed. Then later they built so many temples. When there are so many Sikhs, they build their own temple. Those of the military also build their own temple. The people of Bharat build temples to Krishna, Lakshmi and Narayan, Hanuman and Ganesh. Look how the world cycle turns, how establishment, destruction and sustenance take place. Only you know this. This is called the dark night. The day and night of Brahma are remembered because it is Brahma who goes around the cycle. You are now Brahmins and will then become deities. The main one is Brahma. Should it be Brahma's name or Vishnu's name? Brahma exists in the night and Vishnu exists in the day. That same one goes from night into the day. Then from the day, during 84 births, he goes into the night. The explanation is so easy. Even that cannot be remembered fully. If you don't study well, the status you claim is number-wise according to your efforts. The more remembrance you have, the more Satipatthana you will become. Satipatthana Bharat then becomes Tamopatthana. You children have so much of this knowledge. You have to churn this knowledge. This knowledge is for the new world. The unlimited Father comes and gives it to you. All human beings remember the unlimited Father. English people say, O God the Father, Liberator, Guide. You children have the meaning of these words in your intellect. The Father comes and removes you from the Iron Age, this world of sorrow, and takes you to the Golden Age. The Golden Age definitely passed, which is why you remember it. You children should have a lot of happiness inside you. You should also perform divine acts. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. And we spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Keep in your awareness the infinite treasures of the imperishable jewels of knowledge that you receive from the Father and take your intellect into the unlimited. See as a detached observer the wonder of nature and how souls are seated on their own thrones in this unlimited play. 2. Your intellect should always remember that we are confluence-aged Brahmins. We received the elevated lap of the Father. We cannot go into Ravan's lap. Our duty is to save those who are drowning. Blessing. May you be truly loving and increase your experience of all relationships instead of allowing pillars of waste thoughts to support you. Maya puts up many royal pillars to strengthen your weak thoughts. She repeatedly brings thoughts of, this happens all the time, even the seniors do this. No one has yet become complete. there will definitely be some weakness remaining. Pillars of waste thoughts make the weakness even stronger. Now, instead of taking support from such pillars, increase your experience of all relationships. Experience the company in the corporeal form and be truly loving. Slogan: Contentment is a very great virtue. Those who remain constantly content are loved by God, loved by people, and loved by themselves. Om Shanti.